The Astrology Forecast for the 2015 Capricorn Full Moon by astrologer Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net, which takes place on July 1st and 2nd, 2015 at 7:19 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 10:19 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and 2:19 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time at 9 degrees Cancer 55, 9 degrees Capricorn 55. Reality as we know it is suddenly, startlingly, drastically morphing to carry out the change imperative that has been mounting for the past 3 years. While shifts continue to erupt and propel us forward this week, the Capricorn full moon offers a status report filled with information about their impact on our emotions and sense of security. The focus of the examination is our bottom line, but that doesn't mean the exercise is cold or quiet. Even with the moon in stern, calculating, goal-fixated Capricorn, emotions are steep, deep, and passionate. Aggressive, protective instincts have kicked in. Fierce desires have come to light. So have ugly, frightened beasties. Hate, paranoia, panic, and the terror of sheer survival at stake. A bottle has come uncorked. Whatever is now on the loose, maybe a genie, maybe not, it is not going back in. The next big phase of existence is already here. Last week's groundbreaking social and political developments demonstrated that dramatically. Did it ever cross your mind that the Confederate flag would come down? Mine neither. The shifts are not only collective, of course. Your own life has catapulted onto a different platform as well. This week throws emotional reflection into the mix as we continue to experience and come to grips with the ongoing reshuffling, reorganizing, and rearranging. It may help to reframe your current reactions as a cost-benefit analysis. Are you getting a return that has sufficient value to you on the time, energy, emotions, sweat, money you are putting into any given situation? Is it leading in a direction that you want to go? Does it feel good or right or safe to continue the investment? Or would it be better to cut your losses now? That line of analysis reflects a theme that is with us all summer as Capricorn's ruler, Saturn, slides back into the late degrees of resources-conscious Scorpio. The Lord of Rules and Order demands responsible action. He rewards it when it happens and imposes consequences when it does not. He is currently encouraging taking a deep breath, being an adult and dealing with potentially serious or costly loose ends from 2013 to 2014. They involve all manner of potentially messy, often private issues, joint finances, including splitting them in divorce or via child support, debt, taxes, sex, trust, and acting from integrity, or at the other end, cloaking, lying, or subterfuge. Signs of how you feel about all this are rampant under the Capricorn full moon. Do you feel supported? Rewarded? Undermined? Betrayed? In shock? Up in arms? Determined to move on? Wherever you fall on the spectrum, and that will vary by situation, the emotions will end up being clarifying and ultimately motivating. That's because the two planets associated with our drive, will and actions, Mars and Pluto, are standing as honor guard to the Sun and the Moon as the luminaries reflect each other. Mars in Cancer was the last planet that the Sun and the Moon contacted before becoming full. All his tendencies in that sign inform this full moon. Tender, clucking, protective behavior toward the tribe and its traditions, with the legal concept of family lately redefined. Taking things personally, acting and reacting out of heightened sensitivity, hurt feelings, or just plain pissiness. That's the propellant of the immediate past. The near future brings more profound and decisive emotions and action, which play out over about a week. Thank the other bookend, Pluto, the first body that the Sun and the Moon will contact after separating. The Moon will cross over Pluto within hours. The Sun will oppose it next Monday, July 6th. This journey underscores the personal, emotional, and long-term ramifications of the fundamental restructuring that has happened in our foundations. Influences are at work that are far outside conscious command in both directions, from instinctive cellular coding to utterly non-rational impulses to forces greater than any mortal will. Desires and fears will be equally strong. Watch for behavior that reveals what's really going on below the surface in you and in others. Nothing is trivial. Breaks and rifts will occur that may not be mendable. And maybe that's the point. Action Hero Mars is exactly squaring the nodes of the past and the future, a dynamic aspect that pushes us to choose sides and march forward on our paths. We can make swift, clean breaks that remove obligations and goals that are not really ours, or that would not deliver an appropriate return on investment for this stage of our lives. Hang on to the positive potential. This full moon is lighting up plenty of it. Jupiter, the sky's most optimistic and beneficent influence, and Venus, ruler of all we hold dear, are making a link to Uranus that has opened surprising possibilities. Some you've long wanted, some you never dared hope for, and all heartfelt to an extreme. They are the silver lining. They are the areas that will flourish because of any refocusing and eliminating that occurs now. Some of it will even have a heaven sent or meant to be streak. Neptune, the planet of higher love, and transcendence, and illusion, and yes, delusion, is making an exact cooperative link to the full moon. This encourages marshaling the tender, nurturing potential of Mars in Cancer and acting with gentleness and love for all concerned. It facilitates invoking the bravery of Mars, Pluto's fearlessness in the face of death, and Saturn's preference for stepping up to responsibilities and behaving cleanly, maturely, and courageously. Let your emotions pour. Cancers are having quite the time right now. Be kind. Be honest with yourself about your reactions and what they mean for your goals. Then act honestly, responsibly, lovingly. About the author. I'm Kathy Beal, and I've been a professional astrologer and psychic for more than 30 years. You can book a private session with me at my site, empowermentunlimited.net, where you can also sign up for my weekly newsletter, listen to my weekly podcasts, and purchase my recordings. You can also follow my daily insights and whimsical photos on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited, and find me on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian channel.